This is The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep, and Never Had To, a novel by D.C. Pearson. I've got a system to keep people from seeing what I'm drawing. 1,000 cartoons and TV shows and teen movies would lead you to believe that when you're drawing something at your desk in school, a pretty girl is gonna say, "What are you drawing?" And you'll tell her. And she'll go, "That's neat." And your artistry will reveal to her the secret sensitivity in your soul. And she'll leave her football player boyfriend for you. These cartoons and TV shows and teen movies are wrong. In my experience, a pretty girl never sees you drawing and goes, "You're an amazing artist." In my experience, a pretty girl sees you drawing and, if she says anything at all, she goes, "Wow, you're a really good drawer." Not drawer, like where you put your socks, but drawer. Guys who are good at basketball are not described as excellent throwers, and dudes who are good at guitar are not called really good strummers, but somehow I'm a really good drawer. And the experience does not change based on what it is she catches you drawing in the margins of your math notebook or whatever. No matter how well you're drawing it, there's nothing good you can be drawing. You can't win. If you're drawing superheroes, that looks nerdy. If you're drawing landscapes or things girls might actually like animals, that looks girly. If you're drawing the female figure, you're a pervert. If you're drawing the male figure, you're gay. If you're drawing superheroes and you haven't gotten around to drawing the masks or capes or whatever yet, you're gay. Do yourself a favor. Don't start with the muscles. Start with a rocket pack and work your way out. You'll still be nerdy, but everybody knew that about you already. I mean, come on. You're drawing.